The Ballad of Heartwork is a new series from The Heart is a Dungeon. Most of the story will be whimsical in nature, with moments of fear or sadness. Please take care of yourself and check the content warnings for each episode. And thank you so much for listening.
We see the end of the story. Not our story, but the story nonetheless. We see a world empty of all sentient life in the ruin of the largest city that anyone has ever dreamed. There is a long unkept promise, there is a name yet to be read aloud, and there is you. Not a god, not a mortal, but more of an idea. More of a season than an angel, and more like a star than a monster. You are either all that is left, or you are the beginning of something new. When we turn to your page and begin to read, where do we find you in this broken world, and what do we see when we close our eyes and see you?
When you close your eyes and see Chasm, there are legs and hands and the torso that connects both, but the limbs have what appear to be jagged rips in them that close and then reopen. And were you to examine those tears when they open, you would see the amalgam of ants that makes up Chasm, still moving and writhing, but in more concerted effort and less random appearance. They are trying to hold this form together as best they can, and succeeding currently. I make my way through snow. It disperses at my feet, and as I walk, I continue to carve a path easier this time than on hands. but still grabbing and tearing through the earth beneath. There is what appears to be the start of a mountain at my side. But I rather think I could do away with most of it. Perhaps tear it into fascinating cliffs or something else. And then I change my mind. I am not bound to dimension. Space is unnecessary to contain me. I can exist through time itself if I wanted to, but that's a lot of effort. It's easier to maintain this in matter. Down is just a matter of gravity and me working somewhat together. At times, I can feel the remnants of what used to be love. I try to hoard it for myself, but I cannot seem to hold on to it. Anything I touch with love gets torn asunder and spread apart. It's easier to create space between two than bring them together. My previous attempts at embracing things that were not mine led to untold destruction. Were I to let this force embrace me, I fear I would pass straight through. There is no limit to down until it becomes up. And again, it's only relative in matter. Perhaps I should let it try. Perhaps I should see what would become of me if I spread myself not just through matter, but space and time. It is interesting to find a place where there is not just a pull towards the center, but a pull nowhere else. To find a place to stop. I always have to move in order to not let myself sink through. I would go straight through. Once you have reached the center, there is no further to fall. And I think sometimes it is hard to keep myself aloft. It would be kinder than anything I have received before. To have something buoy me. At the point where gravity begins to slow its pull, but not quite yet, keep something secret for those brave enough to find it. And should they find it, perhaps they will earn a secret.
Oh, okay. That's 12. 10 plus 2.
They do not come from within the city, but they know they are drawn to it and the knowledge of this secret, and the secret is different to who manages to gain it. To remember that this is here amidst the snow, this fault line in the earth that tunnels down. They themselves have a fault line within their self, somewhere in their heart, in their mind. Something finds them and draws them to this place. And the secret does not make them whole, but it fills a crevice that they do not know they have elsewhere. And once that is filled, they tell the secret to one other. And knowledge of that secret, knowledge of this place, spreads. And the lack of knowledge of this place creates faults in others that draws them to this place. And like a cycle, it continues. These creatures may find what they seek. These ants that burrow into my depths. Perhaps their answers will comfort them.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dorkspawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dorkspawn every Friday wherever you listen to podcasts.
Feel it? That tremor in your chest. That heat building waiting for release. It's mine now. Every grudge, every betrayal, every moment you bit your tongue until it bled, I take them all. They feed the crucible I'm crafting. I am Ira, the fracture made flesh. The desert is quiet. Not peace, not stillness. It's the kind of silence that waits, heavy with things that are buried too long to name. I walk alone. My feet leave no lasting trace, only faint glassy impressions. Momentary reflections of the shape that the heat erases before them. The star above is relentless, but it doesn't burn me. I'm older than fire. I carry it in my core, molten and patient. This desert recognizes me. We aren't strangers. We are long old friends. Wind drags across my body, catching on the jagged edges of glass that grow from my arms and spine. Some of the shards hum with vibration. Low, sharp notes like song sung through clenched teeth. Promises broken. Names left off verdicts. Oath whispered and then betrayed. As I walk, I bleed heat. This world is unforgiving. And it should be. Because of what those who came before have done. And they deserve to be punished. I look at the ground below me and seeing the millions and millions of years of rock that exists in small fragments. And I reach a hand out towards it, and as this molten sand slips from the fractures in my form, it touches this same rock and tries to speak. And it twists upward into these thorned sculptures, twisted glass, brief, screaming, before they collapse into ash. Even here, even now, the world tries to remember what it has tried so long to forget. I didn't rush to be here. This place waited for me. With each step I take, there's a weariness, and it's full of memory that I carry with me. The silenced, the unheard, the ones who knew they deserved better. This burns in my chest like a coal that refuses to die, and I leave it upstanding in the dune. And as I reach the top of a crest, I'll pause and look out at what I've left before me. It feels to me as though this is the end of my journey, and perhaps I must leave a permanent imprint of my time here. And so, much like my time before, I will stoop. And place my jagged, molten hands into the sand. And you'll watch as it sloughs off of my form. I take a moment and watch as the ground beneath me starts to form. And what you see is something humanoid but not quite human. Standing taller than most with the presence that feels inevitable. Like a storm you can't quite hide from. Sculpted from what seems to be glass, obsidian, and memory, is a form that is both broken and reformed 1,000 times, and each fracture across their body glows softly, like cooling magma, as though evidence of the fire that shaped them. And the pressure that one day might try to destroy them. And in their chest you see this great central scar. A cracked seal with golden glass, filled with a swirling red light. And this is my harbinger. Justice in humanoid form. For when I no longer walk this realm. I feel so much dedication and love for this world that we're creating. and this individual is my way of maintaining that. And so I want them to care about this world as much as I do. I was thinking love, maybe, but feel could also work. So I rolled an 8 on the die, and I have a +2.
You are heartbroken, but it is beautiful. What do you create with this sorrow?
Looking upon this individual who has arrived into this world by my own creation, upon their full arrival, I gaze upon this face that's not a face and see within it a deep malice. And I love it. Why did I create this? Why did I make something that should enact justice upon what it decides is justice? What I decide is justice? What we decide is justice? But in my molten heart, knowing that whatever it decides will only bring pain. And I love that.
I think you felt Chasm before you even saw them. The fractures in your form, these cracks that fill and reform, have carved themselves just a little deeper, and you know that they are nearby.
With that feeling coursing through me, I speed up my pace, eager, and arriving at that border between snow and sand. This land is strange.
I think it has some charm. Have you done much to break? Or have you been trying to mend things?
I've been trying to mend things. I don't believe I've been successful.
So inadvertently breaking it. I have missed our times together. You do make my work easier.
You watch as this face that is not fully a face cracks an uncanny smile. Perhaps for the first time since arriving in this planet. I don't intend to do such.
But you do it nonetheless.
Well, I'm glad to make someone happy. Where does your journey take you next?
I don't much have to think of a next. I appear, I suppose, where I am needed. or wherever thinks it doesn't need me.
I would like to remove myself from the sand. Would like for once to not walk amongst my kin for perhaps even 5 minutes.
I do appreciate your lament. I am myself bound to sink should I remain still. And you can see the earth is actively eroding from beneath chasm, and there is just a mound of ants that is spreading out beneath them to widen and hold them up as they speak to you.
As I see that, I will place a hand out and start to create a mound next to you in which they can escape into.
I think perhaps maybe when Ira's rage was less about justice and more for the sake of destruction, we worked well together. Whatever crack or break they would form, I would widen. Whatever divide between two friends, two lovers needed to form, I would widen. Nations, countries, could break them, and they would laugh. It doesn't seem to be enough now.
We did have good times.
We could have them again. We could do something here.
I fear I've created something too far gone. Perhaps I do need a moment to rest.
As the ground continues to shift and move, Chasm diverts their attention deeper and deeper still. This is not something they have to practice, something they have to work at. It is simple enough to split the ground and find what is a source of water and let it spring up from the hole within. They're attempting to create a bit of a spring. I want to try to feel. Chasm has no love in them, but something has changed within Ira, and they don't fully understand it, but maybe some of it can spread to them and give them something more than what they have. You are able to see where the heart of the thing was broken and know how to repair it. They see the hurt and the pain and the desire to do good and a creature devoid of things like love, like belief, begins to feel something for someone other than amusement, other than tolerance. And something shifts within them, and this spring as the water begins to fill within it, it becomes or begins to become, rather than just a place of rest, perhaps a place where a divide can be overcome and others can be affected by each other.
Watching as Kazan does this, I try to understand how I've been feeling since arriving here and why I feel a level of disconnect from this world, but even more so now after what I've recently created. And understanding that perhaps a level of connection is what's needed, and perhaps just a little bit of heart is what's required. I take one of my hands and reach towards my chest and attempt to pull my own heart out. Staring at this pulsing, beating construct, I see a small city. Bustling, full of hard-working individuals that spread love, spread warmth, and if I look close enough, I see some of them look up at me, and I try not to show any level of emotion as I take my hand and plunge it into the water. I feel like love might be the move. That is 10. I think I'm going to choose "You are sincerely moved. What insight do you learn by caring so much? How does it impact your creation?" As I plunge my heart into this pool, I begin to cry as molten glass leaves its former home within my body. Is this what I've been looking for? Just a place to figure out what forgiveness is? I look towards Chasm. Why did we create this?
Must there be a reason?
I need some form of explanation. But perhaps if there is none, then the water is warm. I hope they enjoy it.
I think they will.
I don't even know who they are.
We close the book, just for now. There is still such a long ways left to go. There's still so much heart work to attend to if we hope to one day resemble a place one could call a home. you for tuning in to The Heart is a Dungeon for this episode of The Ballad of Heartwork. Let's meet our incredible guests. Ira, a burning question. What the fuck? Do you have a name?
Hello, Ira is normally called Sam. You can find me all over the internet as Sam Size in all the places that matter. It's been an absolute delight to be here playing this weird character. You can normally find me over on Science and Sorcery or on my own channel, Who Hurt You, where we tell stories that are sad, melancholy, and rage-filled. Delighted to have been here for this strange story.
And Chasm, gaping void of all that is gone. Is there a name? Do you have one?
I'm Ren.
I'm Ren. Yeah, I do have a name.
I'm Ren. You can find me at MaskRen on the social medias. I do this sometimes. I am a TTRPG performer. Sometimes I cosplay as well. I'm always happy to be here in the sad times with Rara and Sam just torturing me all the time. This was great. Wonderful.
And I'm Rara. But that's enough about that.